Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, what do you mean by the ABCs of the gospel? Well, the ABCs of the gospel is something, and I don't claim any originality in this, but different folks may have had it from time to time, but they cross my path, and I've learned them. One preacher told me one time, whenever you somebody else may milk the cow, but if you churn your own butter, then you're doing right. In other words, you see something or hear something, you can use it, and when you study it, it becomes yours because it's nothing new under heaven. But when we talk about the ABCs of the gospel, that's where you can take the 26 letters of the alphabet and associate a name or a word with those 26 letters. And they actually, you can put them to where they become a chronological order of Christ's life. Now, the synoptic gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that means they're similar. They're not always in chronological order. Mark, I guess, is the most chronological of any of the three synoptics. But also, to get the understanding of some things, what Jesus did in his ministry, you have to read all four of the gospels. And of course, John was written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and believing you might have life. So we take the 26 letters and put a word with them to help us to identify and help us to remember something a lot easier. You take an acrostic. That's where you take a word such as grace, G-R-A-C-E, and you put a word with each one of those letters. Then you can remember that God's riches at Christ's expense. That's what grace is in one sense of the word. And so therefore, when we think of the ABCs of the gospel, we can say an angel announced to be the birth of Jesus. And he grew up as a carpenter in Nazareth. And when he began his ministry, when he was 30 years old, the Spirit of God lit up on him like a dove whenever he was baptized by John the Baptist. So there's just the first four letters to begin with. And when you're preaching on these or dealing with these or use them in Sunday school class, if you need any of this material, we'll be glad to send you all the scripture associated with it. Because when you think about an angel that came and announced the birth, but also an angel came to Joseph and said to Mary, go ahead and consummate your marriage. Now, they were already married as far as the spousal was concerned, but Mary was conceived by the Holy Ghost. And so, therefore, you can talk about the angels, how the angels directed Jesus to go here or what happened, all about the angels considering, and of course, announced to be the birth. And he was a carpenter, and the Spirit of God lit up on him like a D, now the dove. But he had many enemies, which, of course, you can read through the scripture all about that. I've got the different scripture outlined on a piece of paper where you can follow, have a CD that goes along with this if you'd like to have the whole CD where I'd maybe define it a little more. And then the elf is the next letter, and sometimes I get mixed up on the letters, which one comes next in our English language. But elf is, there's many followers, and he did call his own, send them out, ordain them to go out, and instituted his church, began his church there in his early ministry. And then we find in John chapter 2, there he became a guest at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And by the way, there's where he performed his first ministry. And then he went up to the first Passover that he was going to and had a H house cleaning because they were making his a temple a den of thieves, and he cast them out. Now you realize something, that you go back to the Old Testament and it was legal, excuse me, it was legal for them to bring their money and buy the animals out there at the sheep market and so forth and exchange their money for where they could pay their temple tax. But the thing about it, the people who were doing it was charging exorbitant fees and selling blemished animals, and they were also in cahoots with the priest to where they was offering things that God didn't require. So he had an H, a house cleaning. By the way, there's two house cleanings. One of them is at the last Passover, and by the way, Jesus attended four Passovers, 3 years of his ministry, but the beginning almost, well, maybe 3 years and months month and a half more than that. But he had a house cleaning at the first Passover. Then he went to two more Passovers in the middle of his ministry. And the last time he went up to the last Passover when he would die on the cross, and he cleaned the house again. And you can study that out and look at that sometime. Well, anyway, he had an eye interview after he went to Jerusalem for that house cleaning. And that was in John chapter number 3, after he talked to the people who believed, and John 2, and they said they believed, but he didn't believe them. They wasn't saved. They believed with the head and not the heart. But Nicodemus came to him at midnight and said, "We know you're a man sent from God because of the miracles that you do." So there's the eye, the interview. Now, when he left, he went back through by the Samaria by Jacob's well. Now, most of the time, people would not do that. They would travel. The Jews didn't want to go through Samaria because they were hated, and they hated them. And they'd go all the way around by the Jordan River, or they'd go by the Mediterranean Sea. One way or another. But at any rate, we know that he went by the Jacob's well, and the Bible says in John 4, he must needs go through Samaria. Why? He knew there was a woman there who needed to be saved. And he saved the woman, revealed himself to her as the Messiah, and she was saved. And when he left there, he went back home to his kin in Nazareth. But you know, and you go study that, you realize he not many miracles he said he did in Nazareth at that time. So there's much scripture you can look at about that association. And he had to go to a new location where he went to Capernaum. And there he did preached many messages, and had victory over in nature, the miracles that he performed. And I've got a whole list of things of that he performed all around the Sea of Galilee there from Capernaum. And that caused him much opposition. And of course, he had opposition all the time, but we know it really, really came up after the fact of some of the miracles he performed in Capernaum. Then he began to speak in parables, and that's a window through which to see truth. Now, there's many parables, but Matthew 13 gives some of the main ones, and that's a window through which to see truth, even though they wasn't a literal happening or a certain happening, but it was a true story. Jesus said it, and somebody said it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. That's okay, but it's a window through which to see truth. Then it came for a Q is the question that was asked. He asked the disciples the question, "Whom say ye that I am?" And of course, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church," not on Peter, but on himself. And there in Matthew chapter 16. And then, of course, there's the revelation, which is the Mount of Transfiguration, R for revelation. The Mount of Transfiguration that happened, and when he came down off that mount, he did some more miracles, which caused them to want to stone him. And so there's a stoning, but it didn't stop him because Jesus went by the tomb, Lazarus' tomb, where he raised Lazarus from the dead. That's a physical death. And he went back, of course, and he had to die again. Don't have no record of it, but he had to die. That caused them to be upset. And I have the scripture there where they were upset and tried to kill Jesus before his time was, but it didn't stop him. "My hour is not yet come," he would say more than once. But he didn't stop him because he gave his four disciples the vision. That's outside the temple in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. He explained the vision of the end times. Really great. If you can rightly divide that, it'll help you in understanding the scripture. And then of course, he gathered in John chapter 13 his disciples in the upper room for the Last Supper. That was the feast of the Passover, in other words. So Christians call it the Last Supper. That was the washing of the feet. Just a word to associate there when he really was given a lesson on humility is what he was doing, as he, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, took a place of a servant and washed his feet. Then we've got X. That's a phonetical word, means execution. And that's dealing with his cross, the cross and what he faced there on that cross. And you can preach much on those things, Matthew 26, Mark 14, and also Mark 15. And Matthew 27 as well, Luke 22 and 23, and John 14 talks about the execution on the cross of Calvary. But then we got the why. And the why, we could say, would be like they use today in a lot of terms. Yes, that means Jesus is not here, he's risen. He came forth from the grave. Matthew 28 says that there. So there's the yes. And then a Z is for Zion. physical Zion, but Jesus left the physical Zion and went back to the heavenly Zion. He did that in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 11, 40 days after the resurrection. And so he went back and he said he went up, he caught up in the clouds, and that, and he said he's just like the Lord's went up in the clouds, he's going to come back. And Revelations 1:8 said every eye is going to see him when he comes with clouds. So when he comes back in the rapture, every eye is going to see him. Don't let people fool you with that we're going to have a secret rapture and a bunch be saved after the rapture. Nobody's saved after the rapture. But the thing about it is, this is the alphabet, the ABCs of the gospel. I call it an alphabetized life of Jesus, portraying his life chronologically. Now, if you can learn those 26 words and put them in order and study them out, you will have the chronological life of Jesus. Our problem today is when something is said, we don't have any way of really knowing. A lot of time, we don't know enough about the Bible. We've never even read it all the way through a lot of time. And you need to read it too, because that's the way God speaks to you. But you need to read that because it gives you something, and you say, well, where does that go? You hear something or read something, where does that hang? If you know the Bible, even Old Testament history in the Old Testament, you can hang it up there and say, that goes in that period, that goes in that time. But these 26 words here of the ABCs of the gospel let you put Jesus' life chronologically in order, all right? So let's go over them again and look at them. And it's good to memorize them. It'll open up the door talking with some people sometime when you talk. Okay, an A, an angel. Announced to be the birth of Jesus. He grew up as a C, a carpenter. And when he began his ministry, the Spirit of God lit up on him like a D, a dove. He had many E, enemies. He also had many F, followers. He was also G, a guest at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. He went up to Jerusalem for an H, house cleaning in John 2. He had an I, interview with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He went by J, Jacob's well. Didn't want to go through Samaria, but he went by there to save the woman of Samaria. And he revealed himself to her and she was saved. He went on home to Nazareth to his K, his kin. But they wouldn't accept him, and he had to go to a new L location, Capernaum, where he preached many M messages and had victory over, and also miracles would come under that, and nature. He had victory over the nature as he performed miracle after miracle, and that caused him much opposition. But then he began to speak in P, parables, and he asked the Q question, whom say ye that I am? And had the R, revelation on the Mount of Transfiguration. They wanted the S, stone him, but it didn't stop him. He went by the T, tomb, Lazarus' tomb, and raised him from the dead. That caused them to be upset, but it didn't stop him because he gave him the V, vision, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and he gathered his disciples in the upper room for the V, vision, for the W, washing of the feet, and then we have the X, a phonetical word, is the execution on the cross of Calvary. And then we've got the yes, why? He rose from Zion and went up to the heavenly Zion, but he resurrected and went up. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying, good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.